Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. After a win that opened all of our eyes that this Eagles team, maybe, just maybe, is all the way back. Good morning, Hugh Douglas. What a day yesterday. Eagles 37, Bengals 17, a blowout.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I don't believe in apologizing for people that finally do their job, and I just want to put that out there. I mean, I know I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of people apologizing for, you know, what happened over the last couple of weeks. I don't feel like you need
an apology. Wow, a preemptive strike on calling just for the apologies. You know. Well, I'm fine with apologizing. And if you want me to apologize, I'll do whatever. Because I'm excited that we have a football season to really talk about here. Hugh, yesterday we did the pregame show. We walked out. If you had told me 37-17.
Didn't think that was going to happen.
Well, no, I didn't. And if you had said to me that would have been the score, you know what I would have said? I'll be honest. I would have said it would have went the other way. I didn't see this coming at all. I was dead wrong about the game. And I've been dead wrong about the team lately because the Eagles are officially better than I thought they were. I just could speak for myself. I had a really tough time getting past what they were last year, what they were the first month. And I didn't let this season organically grow, and I kind of put dirt on them too early. At the bye, 2-2 after the Tampa Bay game, I thought, this is not a good football team. It just isn't. And since then, Hugh, they're 3-0, and yesterday for the first time we could add in the fact they did it against a real quarterback, right?
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
That wasn't Daniel Jones. That wasn't Deshaun Watson. They did it against a real quarterback. Their defense after the first drive was excellent. They forced turnovers. And then, Hugh, the offensive side of the football, and I don't know if this is who you were speaking of, people that are supporting this guy, but I could just say for myself, I've been critical of Jalen Hurts. I thought before yesterday he had played mostly average football this season. Yesterday, he was special. That was the best Jalen Hurts I've seen since 2022. That was the best pocket presence he's had in a long time. He was accurate. He was thrown over the middle. He was decisive. And he outplayed Joe Burrow yesterday, Hugh. That was an incredible Eagles win.
Yes, it was. I don't want to take away anything that Jalen did yesterday, and I'm not going to do that. Why everybody cards him, oh, hell, what are you about to say? But it felt to me like there was some fluidity to the offense. Mm-hmm. It felt simple. He felt comfortable. I don't think there was not too many times where Jalen put the ball in harm's way.
Just the once. Just the once to Kenny Gainwell on the sideline. That's it, really.
Yeah. And it was one of those games where it felt like they kept the game within reason, if that makes sense. It felt like the last couple of weeks, I guess for a lack of a better way of saying it, like they were asking him to do too much or there was just a lot going on and it felt like he didn't pull the trigger. He looked comfortable yesterday. Mm-hmm. 16 for 20, that's not a bad day. If that's the stat line that we need to have and we ran for 161 yards, if that's the stat line we need to have success moving forward, I'm okay with that. It's going to grow. I know it's going to grow, but I felt like there was flow to the game yesterday.
I felt like I was watching the 2022 Eagles yesterday. For the first time in 2 years, I felt like I was watching something special. I felt like I was watching a team that had real potential. Hugh, I've almost kind of chuckled every time over the last month or so you've said Super Bowl, because nothing about this team before yesterday said that to me. Nothing about them said, yeah, they could actually make a run to the Super Bowl. For the first time yesterday in the second half of that game, you know what I thought? They might make a run. There might be something going on here because the combination they have right now of the defensive side of the football, which, man, Vic Fangio is making a difference. Those guys can play in the secondary. They're making big plays in the secondary. They finally have a defense for the first time in a couple years that can make some plays. And then the combination of what they're doing on offense, I felt it yesterday. I'm all the way back in. It took me a while to get there. I'm all the way back in on this team. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts yesterday, talking about his game, his performance, and, of course, beating Joe Burrow after everyone, including myself, last week was like, yeah, he's not in Joe Burrow's class.
But is there any satisfaction that Joe Burrow's considered one of the best quarterbacks? Always in that conversation. Go out there and outplay him as a quarterback?
That's the league. That's the league. I have standards for myself as well.
Well, whatever his standards are, Hugh, he hit him yesterday. You said 16 to 20. I'll take that day from Jalen Hurts any day of the week. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, man, I like it. It's so much so that for me, it was never, I was never wavering off of the fact that where I wanted this team to go. So much so, I sent the song yesterday to Kyle because this is like, this is going to be my theme song moving forward.
This is it?
Yes. Eastbound and down, baby. Well, it's really southbound and down for us.
To New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Ike. Ike, I know he's probably listening. Don't get funny acting now. I'm just saying. We're going. We're on this trip.
Well,
it's going to happen.
For the I'm telling you, for the first time yesterday, I said maybe Hugh's not totally crazy. I mean, he's crazy,
let's relax.
But maybe,
wait a minute.
Maybe
wait
he's not minute. Totally just nuts. Like, maybe there's something going on here. Look, Jalen was incredible yesterday. The defense finally made play. Like, they took the ball away. They didn't just make plays. After the first drive yesterday, because I'll admit, that first drive, I was like, oh, boy, it's going to be a long day. Burrow's just moving down the field, 10-minute drive. Bengals
yeah, it was
score.
Bad. It was a, yeah, that first drive. But I will say this. That first drive was their first 15. They scripted some hell of a plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about T. Higgins being out yesterday. We thought it was going to be a little bit of an easier day. Joe Burrow made it interesting.
Sure, he did. It was a great
play. And that's what made this game so good for this defense. To hold them to 17 points, you know, to hold them to under 100 yards rushing. This is old school football when I look at it.
Whew.
That's what you want. When you're a team, a defense that's trying to find their identity, there are certain goals. We used to have a hit chart. And one of the things on the hit chart, with two of them for this matter, was hold a team to under 100 yards, which the Eagles did, and hold them to 17 points or less, which they did. That's a good place to be. And if I'm not mistaken, I heard a N'Kobe Dean allude to something like that. Because we came into this game thinking with this Cincinnati's offense that they were going to score a lot more points.
And it looked like that the first drive.
Yes,
but
it did.
How about this by the Eagles defense? So the Bengals opening drive, 10 minutes, 4 seconds. They scored, obviously, the touchdown, right? 17 plays, 70 yards. They scored the touchdown. The rest of the game, from then on, they had 8 drives. They scored 10 points. And the defense was excellent after the first drive of the game, including some game-changing plays later in the game. And then the credits also got to go to the head coach. I mean, we're 3-0 in the Sirianni head-shaved, head-buzz, we'll get to that later, era. 3-0. 3 weeks ago, I sat here and I said, this coach is losing it. A lot of people thought he was losing it. Well, you know what he found? He found the football team, and they've responded to him. Let's hear from Sirianni after the game, maybe about the team finally finding their identity. What is it? It's physicality.
We saw more under center for the second straight week, a little more play action. Was that all by design?
Sure, yeah, definitely.
And is that more you trying to find the identity of this offense? Or
I think the identity of this football team is physical, and that's what we're going to try to play by each week is physical. Now, that doesn't – when you say physical, that doesn't mean you have to run it every time. You run it, you pass it. You can be physical in both aspects. On the long touchdown pass to Devontae, Jack Stoll was physical on that block on the perimeter. Wait till you see that one again, where you're watching Jack Stoll block the perimeter and giving Jalen enough time to make a perfect throw and Smitty to make a big time catch. And so, physical identity gets overblown. I really believe that. Like, what's the identity? I've told you guys this a bunch. Like, our identity is play with great detail. Our identity is to play physical with toughness, and our identity is play together. And everything else changes game week to week. So that's going to change each and every week.
Here's the identity to me. That right now, they're a team that has a good defense, that is attacking, has really good play in the secondary, especially those corners.
Defense on the rise.
And it's an offense that is coming together, most especially now because the quarterback looks comfortable. 215-592-9494. Sometimes it takes you a while to see it, and then you see it, and you say, oh, now I see it. I see it now. I'm all the way back in. Hugh, you all the way back in?
I never left, Joe.
Well, I'm with you now. I'm all the way back in. Kyle Quinn, are you all the way back in on the 2024 Eagles?
Diving in head first,
oh,
baby.
Oh, here we go.
We got a real season on our hands. That was a statement win.
Yep.
It was. I don't care what the Bengals' record is. They have a real legitimate quarterback there, and that's a tough place to play. I mean, it just is. It was a tough spot for the Eagles, and they went in and showed that, like, they're actually a good football team. There was a good football team in there this entire time. Like, the defense, like, they actually look like a legitimate NFL defense right now. Like, you know, top 10 defense, the way they're playing right now. And to do that against Joe Burrow, super impressive. Looks like they really rallied around Nick Sirianni after all the crap a game about shaving his head, man. Like, this team has responded to his ways. And then, I mean, what can you say about Jalen Hurts? Like, to go in there in that spot on the road. And let's be real about what that was. He outplayed Joe Burrow.
He definitely did.
We've talked about Jalen Hurts like just doing enough to not lose the team the game. Jalen Hurts was a reason they won. Like, he was a weapon in that game. So that was awesome to see. Like, it really looks like everything's starting to come together in all ways. So.
You know what? I just had an epiphany. It took Coach Sirianni to go crazy for this team to get on the right track. And I mean, hey, if it works, it works.
You
talked about this
do.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And how this could be the moment where this team springboard itself into being what it could potentially be. I mean, shout out to Coach Sirianni for having the wherewithal to lose his mind to go in and get this team in the right direction. Hey, he called a hell of a game yesterday.
His job is not to motivate us. It's to motivate them.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
We'll all be on board. He's done that. And as far as Jalen Hurts goes, over the last year plus, I feel like we vacillated between he didn't play very well or he played okay. Yesterday, for the first time since 2022, I felt like I was watching special. That was a special Jalen Hurts game. Three touchdowns on the ground, the bomb to Devontae Smith, poise in the pocket. One mistake with the ball in the flat to Kenny Gainwell. But after that, 13 of 13, 200 yards, a 144.4 passer rating. Jalen was the biggest reason they won. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Are you all the way back in? We've got a 5-2 football team.
5-2.
They're favored by about a touchdown this weekend against Doug and company. This could be a 6-2 team heading to Dallas. Let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, that's my song. As soon as that game was over, I had this on repeat. Because this is where we go. We going Louisiana.
Just sitting there.
Louisiana, we are on our way.
He won his twin-size air mattress just sitting there trying not to
that,
fall off.
That right there, man. Kyle, I didn't tell you. Me and Joe, we did a show yesterday. So yesterday I was struggling, right? So I got into my new place. I'm in my new place, right? So I went and bought an air mattress because I missed the delivery date for the mattress. So I said, I'm going to go get an air mattress, you know, because I'm going to need one anyway. Because, you know, whenever I have company or whatever. Family come down or whatever. So I bought an air mattress. I didn't look at the size. I got the wrong size. So I said, you know, it was a twin. So I said, you know what? I'm going to thug it out. I'm just going to sleep on this twin. Man, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I fell off that twin.
Oh, no.
But see, this is what I did. I put it on the base of the bed, right?
And you fell clean off?
I fell off the base of the bed. Okay. I fell off the base and the twin.
Are you all right?
No.
No. The guy came in yesterday dragging. I was like, you all right, man?
No.
Halfway through, he's almost not.
I got to say, man, so you're at that age where, like, fall, it's like, uh-oh.
Kyle, I thought I was going to be okay, right? So I said, I can't sleep on this little mattress. So I took the air mattress off, and I slept on the hard-ass base, right, thinking that everything was going to be cool. Man, it felt like I got beat up.
Did someone need to help you up?
And this is why I was right to be skeptical that you're the guy I trust to follow you to the Super Bowl. Is the guy I was supposed to trust?
So Joe asked me yesterday. He was like, dude, what's wrong with you? I said, Joe, I felt like I got beat up.
That's all right. You'll be back in a couple months.
215-592-9494. All right. Your reaction to an incredible Eagles victory. I was dead wrong about the game. And I was too down 3-4 weeks ago about this team. They have proved me wrong. We got a season here. I'm all the way back in on a 5-2 Eagles team. Looks like it has a very good young defense and a quarterback that has found his stride. Chris in Middletown is
Chris.
Up. What's up, Chris?
Men. Welcome to fall 2022. How we doing?
Chris, it is fun to go back in time here because yesterday I did feel like I was back in 2022. The way the defense played and the way Jalen Hurts looked, that was 2022 Eagles, Chris.
Beautiful. And listen, our first win ever in franchise history at Ike's hometown, Cincinnati.
I mean, it is
beautiful. Hugh.
Yes.
So real quick, the Bengals, they average 19 points a game when Higgins is out, but I don't care. Listen, man, those young Thundercats showed up again. Your boy Nolan, you've been touting Nolan, another half a sack, you know. Slay out, Rodgers comes in, he causes the INT, you know. Dean going downhill that's dangerous, man.
That's where he plays his best football, when he's attacking, not sitting back and reading. Yeah. Playing well.
Yeah. And guys, more importantly, you know who took a huge win yesterday? The Midday Show. The Midday Glory continues to go on. First of all, and I say this with all seriousness, this isn't me just blowing smoke up your cabooses, but dude, you guys on that leadoff show in the morning is phenomenal. Dude, I love it. I tune in, I'm locked in every Sunday. So thank you for the work you continue to do. But listen, we gotta give credit where credit's due. Chuck riding shotgun in his first official week as a middays man, you know. And, dude, we lit it up. We went back in time 2 years ago. And our other main caller, that Joe, thank you for bringing him over, Herb. Herb's been calling for years with the fullback, man. I mean, we're fullback diving, fullback running. We're running, you know, whatever Herb was calling for.
We're going to start seeing those Van Sumeren jerseys around the link. Fullback jerseys are popular, Chris.
All over, man. Dude, guys, it is such a joyous day. Like they didn't just beat them, dude. They thumped them. I mean, you guys are going to talk about a lot of things. I'm just over the top. I wanted to share my enjoyment with you. And you know what? I'm going to ride out a little bit of this. Are you ready?
Good call, Chris. You got it. Yeah, Chris is all happy. Penn State wins. The Eagles win.
They got what? Is it at Ohio State or is
I'm
it at Penn State?
I'm not sure where the game is this weekend. I think it's this weekend coming up.
Some are saying that what Chris did on Friday propelled the Eagles to victory.
show in the world.
I forgot about that.
Well, if that's what we need to secure
voice
more wins,
cracking. No!
If we need the voice crack Chris, then that's what we're going to need on
show
Friday.
Show the world.
Show him, Chris. You get him.
That's what it sounded like on Friday. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll let you hear what it sounded like yesterday on WIP. The Merrill montage coming your way in just a few minutes. I was waiting for this phone call. In fact, when the fourth quarter started playing out yesterday, you know what I said to myself, Hugh?
What'd you say?
I said, I think we're going to hear from Stephen Columbus coming up tomorrow, because I don't know if you remember this. 2 weeks ago, after the Browns game, and we're, you know, killing Sirianni, and they won, and, you know, Steve calls in from Columbus, and he's like, they're going to win the next two games. And I said, there's no way they win the next two games. Well, two games have gone by, a W over the Giants, a W over the Bengals, which means it's time for me to let me hear it. What's up, Steve?
Good morning. How are you?
Steve, how you doing, Steve?
Well, Steve, I'm doing great.
I'm doing fantastic, but I actually said that they would win four games.
Uh-oh.
And you said they'd lose at least one of the two.
I did.
All right. So I'm not going to bust you too much, but let's get through the next couple of games real quick. Can we do that?
Go for it.
Go for it, man. It's all you.
Okay. Jags at the Eagles. Win or loss?
That's a win.
All right. Eagles at the Cowboys. Win or loss?
Likely a win. I mean, it's tough to win in Dallas, but they're not very good. Likely a win.
Dallas has lost three of them.
I know. It's tough for the Eagles to win there. But, Steve, I say likely a win. Yeah.
Okay, very good. And then the Commanders in Philly.
Biggest game of the season, Steve. They win that one. We're headed to a top seed in the NFC, maybe the number two seed. So
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think that they'll lose one of the two to the Commanders somewhere along the way.
Yep.
I don't think it'll be at home. I don't think it'll be at home. But anyway, I had to call. I think Hugh and I must be getting our gummies at the same location, because I think Hugh was constantly and consistently on the Eagles side going all the way. And I feel that way this year as well.
Well, Steve, I'm happy that you felt it, and I'm glad I see. You know, it's one of those things, Steve, where someone tries to show you something. Maybe it's like a picture or something. You're not quite seeing it fully.
Yeah.
And I felt like, Steve, until yesterday, I wasn't seeing what you've been trying to say.
I've been trying to tell you.
Well, I mean, you also told me defense doesn't matter, and this team's got a top 10 defense right now. But anyway, Steve, I just want to say to you, Steve, before you go on, we appreciate the phone calls. And, Steve, I'm ready to say it. I was wrong. You were right. I was wrong, Steve.
You know what? I hope you're right about the next three. And that's all that really matters at this point, man. Thank you very much. Have a great day. It's going to be a great week with that win.
Oh, it is. Steve, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see this coming. Off the Browns game, and I know I wasn't the only one. I can only speak for myself. I didn't see this coming. If you had told me that they were going to win the next two games by, 20 points each on the road, I would have said, you're crazy. They barely beat the Browns at home. And then, Hugh, they have. I think everything's kind of coming together at the right time. The bye probably happened at the right time for them. They could kind of re-look at things and how they were doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, the two biggest things, obviously we could point to Sirianni and maybe that galvanized the team, but the two biggest things on the field that are obvious is the defense is playing very well. It wasn't the first month. And Jalen, I mean, there's been zero turnovers. And then yesterday went from, okay, not just zero turnovers, but he's also making some big plays. That throw to DeVonta Smith, the pocket, he bought time in the pocket. He waited. He had a lot of time. Stoll made a great block. But he waited, boom. And then he was thrown over the middle yesterday, early first drive.
Little nuanced stuff.
A.J. Brown over the middle, yep.
Yeah, it felt like he was more comfortable with whatever was given to him. It's amazing how, and I remember vividly when it happened for me, the game moves really, really fast, and I think it's like this for everybody that has played football. It moves faster than the speed of light, you think. And then all of a sudden, once you start to understand different concepts and everything, you always hear guys say, the game slowed down for me. That's a real thing. Because, like I said, I remember when the game slowed down for me, and it just became easier to do it. And that's what it felt like yesterday. I don't know if that was the complimentary plays that they ran, the fact that the running game was a huge factor. It wasn't in the first half, but if you know anything about the running game played the way that it should normally play out. You don't get a whole lot out of the running game in the beginning. It's like a bad metaphor that Jack Del Rio had one time. You keep chopping wood. And that's what it is, because eventually, in that second half, that's when you chop the tree down.
Didn't that lead to someone chopping
the leg off? Yeah. chopping
the
shoulder.
Does she do anything for us?
So, to your point, Hugh, first three quarters, Saquon Barkley had 15 carries for 51 yards, 3.4 yards a carry. Fourth quarter, 7 carries for 57 yards as they iced the game, including that long drive there. Yeah, they're just... they're coming into their own right now. I mean, yesterday just was different in every way. It was their most impressive game of the season. And I know the Bengals are not as maybe as good as people thought.
No, but they were a team that was in survival mode.
Yes, they were
and
favored.
If they would have got that game,
yeah, totally.
They would have been in the hunt in their division. So let's not – see, people – and I heard a little bit of this yesterday because I had a chance to listen to the show yesterday. I listened to everybody yesterday. And – there's a lot of people that with the yeah, but da 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 da. It's hard to get wins in NFL, and I know that for the last couple of weeks nobody wanted to hear that. But this was a good football team that was on the come.
Yeah, I don't think yeah buts work when you win by 20, right? You know, like if they had won yesterday 17-16, it would have been a good win. But it would have been maybe fair to point out like the Bengals have injuries, the Bengals and FT Higgins, they barely won. When you win by 20 in the NFL. And maybe the Panthers are an exception because they're just that bad, but against almost anyone. And if you have a quarterback like Joe Burrow, you win by 20. It's impressive. I don't care what else is going on. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear how it sounded yesterday right here on WIP. A Merrill montage of a takedown of the Bengals.
We need a montage.
Terrell Reeves and Mike Quick at Paycor Stadium in downtown Cincinnati, what is known as the Jungle, as the 4-2 Eagles meet the 3-4 Bengals. In a series that began in 1971, the Eagles have never beat the Bengals here in Cincinnati. Burrow goes back, he pumps, he fires wide open down the far sideline. Eric All, the tight end, I don't know how open he could be. It is a first down. Stretching for the ball was Mike Gesicki. He killed them as a Miami Dolphin, and he's killing them this afternoon. Back goes Burrow. He's looking, he's rolling, firing, caught, touchdown. Guess who? Chase. Hurts into a long count. He is calling. He is sneaking. He is pushed. And I think he's in. I think he's in. Good news. The Eagles broke the plane. It is a touchdown. Eagles will get the ball to begin the third quarter. This is the end of the first half with the score 10-10. Hurts takes the snap. He's back. Here comes the rush. He lets it go on the far side. Easily completed on the far side to Devontae Smith. Across the 40, up to the 50 with a 21-yard pickup. Hurts gives it off to Barkley, and Barkley has the first down with 3 or 4 yards to spare.
I like
this. He is so tough to stop. On first down, Hurts takes the snap. He's going to carry himself. He's going to run. He's going to score! Hurts! And the Eagles take the lead for the first time in this game. Shotgun.
Messed up my parlay with that one.
Looks. He's pumping. He is going deep.
Our priorities
downfield,
in order here.
And it is caught. Devontae Smith, touchdown! Over the shoulder. The ball, spectacular.
Yeah, you get it to Devontae Smith anywhere in his vicinity, and this is what he does.
Fly, Eagles, fly into the end zone. Hand off to Moss, and he won't go. He'll lose a yard, maybe 2 yards. They smacked him in the backfield.
Look at Brandon Graham. Look at the energy that the old guy brings to this defense.
Burrow back. He tries to swing it out to Chase, and he's brought down for a loss by DeGene. DeGene went into the backfield, and the Eagles take over on down.
Oh, my. What a play by the rookie Cooper DeGene. Rodgers makes the play on the ball. He tips the ball. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is the recipient of the tip ball for the interception. The Eagles have it going back the other way.
That is unbelievable. Hurts gives to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. Barkley laying out some punishment. Tiptoeing down the sideline. He goes out of bounds inside the two.
He was on a tightrope.
And he nearly took it all the way. It goes to Gesicki, and he's dead. The ball is loose.
Ball's
and the Eagles
again.
Recover.
Yeah.
The ball is loose and the Eagles recover. Now the rest of the fans can go home. 3-2-1. It's over. The final score. The Eagles 37. The Bengals 17.
The Merrill montage. 37-17. Now, it was amazing to just listen back to all those highlights. I mean, they really, Sirianni mentioned the physical. They beat him up in the second half.
Yeah, they did.
They took over and beat them up.
Yeah, they did, man. And, you know, I mean, you're messing up my parlay, but that's okay.
I don't give a shit
No. Mm. On a Victory Monday, I got to be honest with you. No one cares about your parlay.
No, I'm saying I was on a heater.
And you were. I mean, so we went through your parlay this morning.
No, Hugh is on a heater right
something.
Now.
I was on a heater. Since we're talking about it, I need to bring this to the people. And if you could help me out right now, I would really appreciate that. I had an 8-leg parlay yesterday.
Money line.
Yeah. Straight
winners,
money line.
Winners, yeah.
I hit all 7. Now, tonight is the night that the game, this was Pittsburgh and
the Giants.
I picked Pittsburgh to win, but I hit 7 out of my 8. Mm. Should I just take the money? Because they give me a chance to pay it out. Should I just take the money or should I just let it ride?
I would take the money.
Let it ride, Hugh. Don't be a coward.
No, man, I'm telling you, an 8-leg parlay, that's pretty.
All you need is for the New York Giants to lose a game.
Yeah, you are tempted fate, though. I mean, like,
yeah, because I mean, even everything is pointing for the Pittsburgh Steelers,
and I think they're going to win.
I think they're going to win it.
Yeah,
but dude, an 8-leg parlay,
tempted fate a little bit,
and I picked the Commodores yesterday, and they say, like, that was a good one.
Oh, Mike. Well, you're lucky. I mean, call it for what it is.
Hey, if that's what you want to call me luck, I just think I'm a sage.
The Bears just yelling at the crowd while the play's going
on. Joe, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You act like I said something about that. No. So I'm trying to figure out, should I just take the money?
All right, we'll give you some advice as the show goes. I say take the money and run. Now, we don't tell people how much you bet there, how much you're going to win. It's a very small amount, but that's okay.
$2 bet. $2. Hey, but for me, it's a win. A win is a win.
I know. 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Your reaction, are you all the way back in on the Eagles after a big win in Cincinnati? Anthony in Jersey. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you doing?
What's
Anthony,
going on,
we're
man?
We're doing great, Anthony. What's up?
Hey, man. Hey, good win by the Birds, man. Hey, you. You're not off the hook so fast. What's up with Bryce Huff, man? One tackle again. I think you owe Fangio an apology, man.
Bryce Huff.
Ooh,
come on, man. Bryce Huff.
Playing good. Got our defense looking good. But one player.
Bryce Huff had. See, I had to check the stat. Like, he had 2 tackles, man. Stop it. I apologize.
Yeah, 1.5.
Hey, and he had 2 tackles.
Love this from Anthony. Does Hugh owe Fangio an apology?
No, I don't owe Fangio an apology. Woo! Bryce Huff, if you watch the game, Bryce Huff is rushing better. Bryce Huff is I guarantee you, as far as pressures went, he was a part of the pressure team. They only got 1 sack yesterday.
You look, right?
Yes.
Everything went fine when who came out the game. Everything started clicking.
Wait a minute. Listen. Before you say it, Anthony, I said this in the meeting this morning, and I don't want to make anybody think that I was kind of, influencing you. So what did you see? I'm just curious. What did you see yesterday?
Of course, Avante Maddox is cooked. He came and gave up the 3rd down to a damn tight end. He's cooked. But when Darius Slay went out the game, oh, my God, that defense looked a whole lot better. It looked a whole lot better. I say we get rid of Darius Slay while we can right now to get some form before the trade deadline and get a pass rusher in here. It's Bryce Huff can't cut the mark.
Well, all right, Anthony, so I'll say that, good call. I'll say this about Slay. He's hurt, which complicates trading him. But the more you watch it, yeah, I mean, Rodgers made an incredible play to tip that ball up to CJGJ. The young corners are the difference makers on this team, not Slay.
Anthony, to your point, I never want anybody to think that I'm picking on anybody. And that's why I didn't say what I wanted to say early on the air. Because I asked Joe and Kyle, I said, am I the only one that it looked like this defense played a lot different when Slay went out, and Slay had his moments. I'm not poo-pooing on Slay because he had his moment. He had some big tackles and everything, but when he went out the game, the tackling was a little bit better. He was tackling. Don't get me. I'm not saying that he played bad, but it was different when those young guys were out there on the field.
Yeah, I mean,
it was different.
It's as simple as this. Moving forward, Rodgers might be a better player moving forward. We know what the career Slay has had, but I mean, that was an incredible play by Rodgers to tip that ball up. We're going to break down the 2 biggest plays on defense coming up in a little bit here, but that was a huge play. I mean, there's no question about it.
Ike chimed in. He said, let it ride. He said, he know I did bet more than $5. $20. No, I think it was $2. I bet $2.
Yeah, but it's all relative, right? Because a $20 win for you is like $200 for the rest of us.
No, it's a win. Like, you know, I ain't bet that much money, so it's a win for me.
Yeah.
It's a win. He said, let it ride.
I mean, all I'm saying is you're tempted fate because you had an L with the Bears yesterday and the Commanders, and then that one was – that resurrected. I mean, that was a dead-on-arrival bet, and then all of a sudden that ball goes in the air. Did you realize when it happened? Like, did you think about it, or you didn't realize
– No, see, what happens now, since I live in Delaware, I can't – I don't even look.
You can log on. You know you could log on.
I can't. I can't even look.
I think you can.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can log on. I can't look because it tells me that I'm in the wrong state.
Oh, I got you.
So when I tried, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to look at it this morning. So when I got up this morning.
And you looked at it?
And I looked at it and I was like, oh, snap. I'm about to hit an 8-leg parlay.
It's probably better you didn't know. Because could you imagine that
ignorance is bliss.
The Hail Mary goes up and you have a bet on the line, which a lot of people did yesterday?
No, I looked at the Hail Mary and I guess the thing was I wasn't concerned because I didn't know anyway.
I didn't realize.
Because I looked at it kind of like, oh, well, if you lost that one, you probably lost another one anyway. So when I got up this morning and I looked and I saw that I only need one more leg to hit this parlay.
And it's tonight, yep.
And it's tonight. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm feeling, I might just take my winnings and just cash out.
Yeah, if I know Hugh Douglas like I think I know him, he's not turning down $20. 215-592-9494. More calls on the victory. Merrill Reese joins us at 11, and we'll take you inside the locker room next after the break. Are you all the way back in on the Eagles? I am. It took me a while to see it. I see the ceiling of what this football team could be now. What a win. The defense looks excellent right now, and Jalen Hurts has played his best game of the season. We'll talk about it all. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Remember, it takes everybody. Okay, so on Devontae's long touchdown, Jack Stoll had a block for about 8 seconds. On the hey, Slay goes down. Isaiah comes in. Hey, we were plus two. It's been a while since we've been plus two. We know what we do when we win the double positive. We win the game. So, Chauncey. Yep. Yeah. Zach Vaughn. Yeah. Hey, get Isaiah one too, because he made that play. It took everybody, guys. Enjoy this. We know who we are, right? We know who we are. That's a tough play. This is a good football team. Success takes what it takes. I'll take care of you on the back end, but it takes what it takes. I'll see you Monday.
Takes what it takes, Nick Sirianni in the locker room.
That's
going to
be the theme song for this team this year. Many men with Stefan me.
3-0 in the Sirianni shaved head era. By the way, the Jack Stoll block is getting a lot of play today. I heard that there in the locker room. We're going to remember the Jack Stoll block on the Devontae Smith touchdown if this thing does go to New Orleans. 215.
Yeah, putting hands on people, man.
It's a good play. He held him up for a while. That was a heck of a block. 215-592-9494. You're all the way back in. All right, let's go to Archie in Mount Airy, who Friday was very passionate, telling me why Jalen Hurts was better than Joe Burrow. And I said, you're crazy, Archie. And then Jalen Hurts outplayed Joe Burrow. Archie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all feeling?
What's up, man?
Archie, we're feeling good. Heck of a win yesterday. What's on your mind, buddy?
No. I'm going to get on y'all asses today.
Go ahead, Archie.
Yeah, here we go. Because, listen, I need the praise to be as loud as the disrespect that I heard all week long on this station, including from you, Joe. Yeah, and you, Kyle. I need to hear the real. And like I told y'all on Friday, exactly like I told y'all, Jalen Hurts is better than Joe Burrow, and he plays up to the competition. See, those other games that we played earlier, we don't worry about the Browns, we don't worry about the Giants. You know, he plays up to the competition. And what y'all did all week long is y'all slogged all over Joe Burrow. All over Joe, licking his bootstraps, and y'all crapped on our guy. Y'all crapped on our guy all week long. He ain't this, he ain't that. And like I told y'all, Burrow is a dink and dunk specialist. And Jalen Hurts is a big play quarterback, and he's much better than Burrow. So that's what I'm saying. And all the callers that called in last week, they're saying, my HR specialist to do this, and Chuck from Mount Airy saying that, you know, my take was wrong. I can't wait to hear those guys today.
All right, can I respond, Archie? Yeah. All right, so you got a lot in there. I'll use your phrase. What is it? The praise has got to be as loud as the disrespect? I feel like that's what I've done the first hour of the show. I said Jalen played great. I said he outplayed Joe Burrow. I said it was the first time all season that I said to myself, maybe Hugh Douglas isn't that crazy, and this could
slow down.
Well, yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm about to hit an 8-leg parlay. Y'all better start listening to what I
mean,
got
luck,
to say.
Luck is a wonderful thing. Anyway, but Archie, I said it all. What do you want me to say, Archie? I said it. I was wrong. I underrated the game. I underrated the team. They're better than I thought. Jalen played great. You're happy?
I'm not happy. You know why I'm not happy yet? Not quite yet. Because everybody has been saying, you know, we finally got to see the chance to see both of these guys go head-to-head, Burrow and Hurts. And all week long and for years, everybody's been saying that Burrow will be much better than Hurts, no matter what. And it would turn out to be wrong, just like
Archie, hold on. I want today to be a celebratory day, and I'm not interested in fighting Burrow Hurts today because Jalen outplayed him.
Slow down.
But Archie, one game doesn't make a career. We know that, right? Joe Burrow has been a better NFL quarterback than Jalen, in my opinion. Yesterday, he was not. But I don't change my mind off of last week. I'm happy that yesterday Jalen outplayed him and played better. But like, I'm not going to sit here and say Jalen's better than Joe Burrow now because he beat him in one game.
Yeah,
it's one game, and I'm happy he outplayed him yesterday, Jarchi.
This is almost like a stare execution. It's just you get 1 week, one week reprieve.
And Archie, I do think the one thing that you said Friday, and I think you're onto something, and we can go back and look at all of them. Jalen does seem to get up for these games against these other great quarterbacks, which is awesome, and he needs to if he's going to win a Super Bowl one day. So I'll give you that. But like, I'm not gonna like. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I just wanted to last all week because I'm a Jalen Hurts super fan. So I just need, you know, just to last all week long. I'm enjoying
Well, that's good, but that's
right now,
you should enjoy it.
I'm enjoying
it. You should enjoy it, Archie, because this is great. Archie, good phone call. I just want to say this, though. There's a lot of I think this is going to be the week we hear from the Jalen Hurts superfan, right? The no criticism, he's stay on that side, whatever those phrases are. I'm just speak for myself. I'm going to react to how he plays. At one point, people used to say, I was one of those people with Jalen Hurts. I wouldn't criticize him. I was a super fan when he was struggling in 21 and I saw something in him. I react to what I see. And in 21, I saw something they could build on. In 22, I thought he was great. Last year and the beginning of this year, I didn't think he was very impressive. And I said it every day on the air. Yesterday, Hugh, he was really impressive. He played really decisively yesterday. His pocket presence was really good. When Jalen Hurts plays well, Hugh, I think this city and this station gives him a lot of credit when he plays like that. We just hadn't seen that in a little while.
Yeah, and listen, I look at it like this. If it's legit criticism of Jalen, I'm going to let that ride because I don't think anybody is above criticism, especially when it's constructive criticism. But when you start talking about he's garbage and talking about it, that's where you draw the line. But I think every criticism, as far as football is concerned, and the way that Jalen was playing last week was warranted, and this season was warranted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had a good game yesterday, and he's had a good game in the last couple of weeks. He looks better. He looked better yesterday than he did 2 weeks ago when they got a win. He needs to build off of this. This is football in a nutshell. This defense has looked better over the last couple of weeks, and they're getting better. This is ascension. This is what you want. This is what we talk about on the air every week when we talk about, hey, the team that you saw in Brazil is not the same team that you saw in Cincinnati. That's what it's all about. This team just took a little bit long. They were late bloomers. They got held back a grade. Mm-hmm. Now they're back on track. They're getting the grades right and all this other stuff. So this is where they are right now. That's the way you look at it. So all these cats talking about, well, I told you so, and you need to apologize. No, ain't apologizing to nobody.
One thing that I think is fair to know, and Hugh, I remember we talked about this in the summer. We talked about it in September. And then once you get in the crucible of it, it's tough to remember. You know, you go back and look at Jalen Hurts' career, college and the pros, whether it be, you know, Alabama, Oklahoma, the Eagles. He's had a lot of different coordinators, right? That's been a story with Jalen Hurts. A lot of different offensive coordinators over the years. One thing that is pretty consistent, if you go look back, he doesn't play very well under his new coordinator until October. You go back at Alabama when he had a new coordinator. September was very choppy. Then October he took off. Same thing when he went to Oklahoma. Same thing when he started playing here. Same thing when it became a new coordinator now again. It's pretty consistent with him. It takes Jalen Hurts 4 or 5 games. You get to the month of October when it's a new offense and something clicks with him. It feels like yesterday was that moment where it clicked. It's just the game slowed down for him yesterday, and he made some big-time throws. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. All right, Merrill's going to join us next. It's going to be a very fun Merrill Monday here as we react to the game, the victory, what Merrill saw yesterday from the booth as the Eagles move to 5-2 now with the Jaguars on deck. We got ourselves a season to talk about here and one that should end up in January. We got a big Hugh breakdown of the two biggest defensive plays coming up at 11:30. Merrill joins us next. Your phone call as well. 215-592-9494. Let's say hop aboard Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, Philly, I want to remind you that it's time to speak up. Election Day is November 5th, and we want every block and every voice to be heard, from Poplar, whatever it is, to Mayfair, from Cobbs Creek to Parkwood. It's election time, and we want your voice to be heard. Visit vote.philly.gov/vote-by-mail and request your mail ballot before October 29th. That's vote.philly.gov/vote-by-mail. Come on, Philly. We want every block and every voice to be heard. my song. As soon as that game was over, I had this on repeat. Because this is where we go. We going Louisiana.
Just sitting there.
Louisiana, we are on our way.
He won his twin-size air mattress just sitting there trying not to
that,
fall off.
That right there, man. Kyle, I didn't tell you. Me and Joe, we did a show yesterday. So yesterday I was struggling, right? So I got into my new place. I'm in my new place, right? So I went and bought an air mattress because I missed the delivery date for the mattress. So I said, I'm going to go get an air mattress, you know, because I'm going to need one anyway. Because, you know, whenever I have company or whatever. Family come down or whatever. So I bought an air mattress. I didn't look at the size. I got the wrong size. So I said, you know, it was a twin. So I said, you know what? I'm going to thug it out. I'm just going to sleep on this twin. Man, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I fell off that twin.
Oh, no.
But see, this is what I did. I put it on the base of the bed, right?
And you fell clean off?
I fell off the base of the bed. Okay. I fell off the base and the twin.
Are you all right?
No.
No. The guy came in yesterday dragging. I was like, you all right, man?
No.
Halfway through, he's almost, you know.
I'm going to say, man, so you're at that age where, like, you fall. It's like, uh-oh.
Kyle, I thought I was going to be okay, right? So I said, I can't sleep on this little mattress. So I took the air mattress off, and I slept on the hard-ass base, right, thinking that everything was going to be cool. Man, it felt like I got beat up.
Did someone need to help you up?
And this is why I was right to be skeptical that you're the guy I trust to follow you to the Super Bowl. Is the guy I was supposed to trust?
So Joe asked me yesterday. He was like, dude, what's wrong with you? I said, Joe, I felt like I got beat up.
That's all right. You'll be back in a couple months.
215-592-9494. All right. Your reaction to an incredible Eagles victory. I was dead wrong about the game. And I was too down 3-4 weeks ago about this team. They have proved me wrong. We got a season here. I'm all the way back in on a 5-2 Eagles team. Looks like it has a very good young defense and a quarterback that has found his stride. Chris in Middletown is
Chris. Up.
What's up, Chris?
Men. Welcome to fall 2022. How we doing?
Chris, it is fun to go back in time here because yesterday I did feel like I was back in 2022. The way the defense played and the way Jalen Hurts looked, that was 2022 Eagles, Chris.
Beautiful. And listen, our first win ever in franchise history at Ike's hometown, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
I mean, it is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh. So, listen, so real quick, the Bengals, they average 19 points a game when Higgins is out, but I don't care. Listen, man, those young Thundercats showed up again. Your boy Nolan, you've been down Nolan, another half a sack, you know. Slay out, Rodgers comes in, he causes the INT, you know. Dean going downhill is, that's dangerous, man.
That's where he plays his best football, when he's attacking, not sitting back and reading. Yeah. He's playing well.
Yeah. And, guys, more importantly, you know who took a huge win yesterday? The Midday Show. The Midday Glory continues to go on. First of all, and I say this with all seriousness, this isn't me just blowing smoke up your cabooses, but, dude, you guys on that leadoff show in the morning is phenomenal. Dude, I love it. I tune in. I'm locked in every Sunday. So thank you for the work you continue to do. But, listen, we got to give credit where credit's due. Chuck riding shotgun in his first official week as the middays man, you know, and dude, we lit it up. We went back in time 2 years ago, and our other main caller, that Joe, thank you for bringing him over, Herb. Herb's been calling for years with the fullback, man. I mean, we're fullback diving, fullback running. We're running, you know, whatever Herb was calling for.
We're going to start seeing those Van Sumeren jerseys around the link. Fullback jerseys are popular, Chris.
All over, man. Dude, guys, it is such a joyous day. Like they didn't just beat them, dude. They thumped them. I mean, you guys are going to talk about a lot of things. I'm just over the top. I wanted to share my enjoyment with you. And you know what? I'm going to ride out a little bit of this. Are you ready?
Good call, Chris. You got it. Yeah, Chris is all happy. Penn State wins. The Eagles win.
They got what? Is it at Ohio State or is
I'm
it at
not
Penn State?
Sure, where the game is this weekend. I think it's this weekend coming up.
Some are saying that what Chris did on Friday propelled the Eagles to victory.
show them the world.
I forgot about that.
Well, if that's what we need to secure
voice
more wins,
cracking. No!
If we need the voice crack Chris, then that's what we're going to need on
show
Friday.
Show them the world.
Show them, Chris. You get them.
That's what it sounded like on Friday. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll let you hear what it sounded like yesterday on WIP. The Merrill montage coming your way in just a few minutes. I was waiting for this phone call. In fact, when the fourth quarter started playing out yesterday, you know what I said to myself, Hugh?
What'd you say?
I said, I think we're going to hear from Stephen Columbus coming up tomorrow, because I don't know if you remember this. 2 weeks ago, after the Browns game, and we're, you know, killing Sirianni, and they won, and, you know, Steve calls in from Columbus, and he's like, they're going to win the next two games. And I said, there's no way they win the next two games. Well, two games have gone by, a W over the Giants, a W over the Bengals, which means it's time for me to let me hear it. What's up, Steve?
Good morning. How are you?
Steve, how you doing, Steve?
Well, Steve, I'm doing great.
I'm doing fantastic, but I actually said that they would win four games.
Uh-oh.
And you said they'd lose at least one of the two.
I did.
All right. So I'm not going to bust you too much, but let's get through the next couple of games real quick. Can we do that?
Go for it.
Go for it, man. It's all you.
Okay. Jags at the Eagles, win or loss?
That's a win.
All right. Eagles at the Cowboys, win or loss?
Likely a win. I mean, it's tough to win in Dallas, but they're not very good. Likely a win.
Dallas has lost three of them.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's tough for the Eagles to win there. But, Steve, I say likely a win. Yeah.
Okay, very good. And then the Commanders in Philly.
Biggest game of the season, Steve. They win that one. We're headed to a top seed in the NFC, maybe the number two seed. So
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think that they'll lose one of the two to the Commanders somewhere along the way.
Yep.
I don't think it'll be at home. I don't think it'll be at home. But anyway, I had to call. I think Hugh and I must be getting our gummies at the same location, because I think Hugh was constantly and consistently on the Eagles side going all the way. And I feel that way this year as well.
Well, Steve, I'm happy that you felt it, and I'm glad I see. You know, it's one of those things, Steve, where someone tries to show you something. Maybe it's like a picture or something. You're not quite seeing it fully.
Yeah.
And I felt like, Steve, until yesterday, I wasn't seeing what you've been trying to say.
I've been trying to tell you.
Well, I mean, you also told me defense doesn't matter, and this team's got a top 10 defense right now. But anyway, Steve, I just want to say to you, Steve, before you go on, we appreciate the phone calls. And, Steve, I'm ready to say it. I was wrong. You were right. I was wrong, Steve.
You know what? I hope you're right about the next three. And that's all that really matters at this point, man. Thank you very much. Have a great day. It's going to be a great week with that win.
Oh, it is. Steve, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see this coming. Off the Browns game, and I know I wasn't the only one. I can only speak for myself. I didn't see this coming. If you had told me that they were going to win the next two games by, 20 points each on the road, I would have said, you're crazy. They barely beat the Browns at home. And then, Hugh, they have. I think everything's kind of coming together at the right time. The bye probably happened at the right time for them. They could kind of re-look at things and how they were doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, the two biggest things, obviously we could point to Sirianni and maybe that galvanized the team, but the two biggest things on the field that are obvious is the defense is playing very well. It wasn't the first month. And Jalen. I mean, there's been zero turnovers. And then yesterday went from, okay, not just zero turnovers, but he's also making some big plays. That throw to Devontae Smith, the pocket, he bought time in the pocket. He waited. He had a lot of time. Stoll made a great block. But he waited, boom. And then he was thrown over the middle yesterday. First drive.
Little nuanced stuff.
A.J. Brown over the middle. Yep.
Yeah, it felt like he was more comfortable with whatever was given to him. It's amazing how, and I remember vividly when it happened for me, the game moves really, really fast, and I think it's like this for everybody that has played football. It moves faster than the speed of light, you think. And then all of a sudden, once you start to understand different concepts and everything, you always hear guys say, the game slowed down for me. That's a real thing. Because, like I said, I remember when the game slowed down for me, and it just became easier to do it. And that's what it felt like yesterday. I don't know if that was the complimentary plays that they ran, the fact that the running game was a huge factor. It wasn't in the first half, but if you know anything about the running game played the way that it should normally play out. You don't get a whole lot out of the running game in the beginning. It's like a bad metaphor that Jack Del Rio had one time. Just keep chopping wood. And that's what it is, because eventually, in that second half, that's when you chop the tree down.
Didn't that lead to someone chopping
the leg off? Yeah. chopping
the
damage.
Does she do anything for us?
So, to your point, Hugh, first three quarters, Saquon Barkley had 15 carries for 51 yards, 3.4 yards a carry. Fourth quarter, 7 carries for 57 yards as they iced the game, including that long drive there. Yeah, they're just... they're coming into their own right now. I mean, yesterday just was different in every way. It was their most impressive game of the season. And I know the Bengals are not as maybe as good as people thought.
No, but they were a team that was in survival mode.
Yes, they were
favored. If they would have got that game, they would have been in the hunt in their division. So let's not – see, people – and I heard a little bit of yesterday because I had a chance to listen to the show yesterday. I listened to everybody yesterday. And – there's a lot of people that with the yeah, but da 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 da. It's hard to get wins in NFL, and I know that for the last couple of weeks, nobody wanted to hear that. But this was a good football team that was on the come.
Yeah, I don't think yeah buts work when you win by 20, right? You know, like if they had won yesterday, 17-16, it would have been a good win. But it would have been maybe fair to point out like the Bengals have injuries, the Bengals and FT Higgins, they barely won. When you win by 20 in the NFL. And maybe the Panthers are an exception because they're just that bad, but against almost anyone. And if you have a quarterback like Joe Burrow, you win by 20. It's impressive. I don't care what else is going on. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear how it sounded yesterday right here on WIP. A Merrill montage of a takedown of the Bengals.
We need a million.
Terrell Reeves and Mike Quick at Paycor Stadium in downtown Cincinnati, what is known as the Jungle, as the 4-2 Eagles meet the 3-4 Bengals. In a series that began in 1971, the Eagles have never beat the Bengals here in Cincinnati. Burrow goes back, he pumps, he fires wide open down the far sideline. Eric All, the tight end, I don't know how open he could be. It is a first down. Stretching for the ball was Mike Gesicki. He killed them as a Miami Dolphin, and he's killing them this afternoon. Back goes Burrow. He's looking, he's rolling, firing, caught, touchdown. Guess who? Chase. Hurts into a long count, he is calling. He is sneaking, he is pushed, and I think he's in. I think he's in. Good news, the Eagles broke the plane. It is a touchdown. Eagles will get the ball to begin the third quarter. This is the end of the first half with the score, 10-10. Hurts takes the snap, he's back. Here comes the rush. He lets it go on the far side, easily completed on the far side to Devontae Smith. Across the 40, up to the 50, with a 21-yard pickup. Hurts gives it off to Barkley, and Barkley has the first down with 3 or 4 yards to spare.
I like
this. He is so tough to stop. On first down, Hurts takes the snap. He's going to carry himself. He's going to run. He's going to score! Hurts! And the Eagles take the lead for the first time in this game. Shotgun.
Messed up my parlay with that one.
Looks. He's pumping. He is going deep.
Our priorities
down
in order
field,
here.
And it is caught. Devontae Smith, touchdown. Over the shoulder. The ball, spectacular.
Yeah, you get it to Devontae Smith anywhere in his vicinity, and this is what he does.
Fly, Eagles, fly into the end zone. Hand off to Moss, and he won't go. He'll lose a yard, maybe 2 yards. They smack them in the backfield.
Look at Brandon Graham. Look at the energy that the old guy brings to this defense.
Burrow back. He tries to swing it out to Chase, and he's brought down for a loss by DeGene. DeGene went into the backfield, and the Eagles take over on down.
Oh, my. What a play by the rookie Cooper DeGene. Rodgers makes the play on the ball. He tips the ball. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is the recipient of the tip ball for the interception. The Eagles have it going back the other
that
way.
That is unbelievable. Hurts gives to Barkley. Takes off to the outside.
Barkley laying out some punishment. Tiptoeing down the sideline.
He goes out of bounds inside the two.
He was on a tightrope.
And he nearly took it all the way.
It goes to Gesicki, and he said the ball is loose.
Ball's
and the Eagles
again.
Recover.
Yeah.
The ball is loose and the Eagles recover. Now the rest of the fans can go home. 3-2-1. It's over. The final score. The Eagles 37. The Bengals 17.
The Merrill montage. 37-17. That, it was amazing to just listen back to all those highlights. I mean, they really, Sirianni mentioned the physical. They beat them up in the second half.
Yeah, they did.
They took over and beat them up.
Yeah, they did, man. And, you know, I mean, you're messing up my parlay, but that's okay.
I don't give a shit.
No. On a Victory Monday, I got to be honest with you. No one cares about your parlay.
No, I'm saying I was on a heater.
And you were. I mean, so we went through your parlay this morning.
No, Hugh is on a heater right
something.
Now.
I was on a heater. Since we're talking about it, I need to bring this to the people. And if you could help me out right now, I would really appreciate that. I had an 8-leg parlay yesterday.
Money line.
Yeah. Straight
winners,
money line.
Winners, yeah.
I hit all 7. Now, tonight is the night that the game, this was Pittsburgh and
the Giants.
I picked Pittsburgh to win, but I hit 7 out of my 8. Mm. Should I just take the money? Because they give me a chance to pay it out. Should I just take the money or should I just let it ride?
I would take the money.
Let it ride, Hugh. Don't be a coward.
No, man. I'm telling you, an 8-leg parlay, that's pretty.
All you need is for the New York Giants to lose a game.
Yeah, you are tempted fate, though. I mean, like,
yeah, because, I mean, even everything is pointing for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And I think they're going to win.
I think they're going to win it.
Yeah.
But, dude, an 8-leg parlay?
Tempted fate a little bit.
And I picked the Commodores yesterday, and they say, like, that was a good one.
Oh, Mike, well, you're lucky. I mean, call it for what it is.
Hey, if that's what you want to call me luck, I just think I'm a sage.
The Bears just yelling at the crowd while the play's going
on. Joe, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You act like I said something about that. No. So I'm trying to figure out, should I just take the money?
All right, we'll give you some advice as the show goes. I say take the money and run. Now, we don't tell people how much you bet there, how much you're going to win. It's a very small amount, but that's okay.
$2 bet.
$2.
Hey, but for me, it's a win. A win is a win.
I know. 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Your reaction, are you all the way back in on the Eagles after a big win in Cincinnati? Anthony in Jersey. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you doing?
What's
Anthony,
going on,
we're
man?
We're doing great, Anthony. What's up?
Hey, man. Hey, good win by the Birds, man. Hey, you're not off the hook so fast. What's up with Bryce Huff, man? One tackle again. I think you owe Sandy your apology, man.
Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff.
Playing good. Got our defense looking good, but one player.
Bryce Huff had. See, I had to check the stat. Like, he had 2 tackles, man. Stop it. I apologize.
Yeah, 1.5.
Hey, and he had 2 tackles.
Love this from Anthony. Does Hugh owe Fangio an apology?
No, I don't owe Fangio an apology. Ooh. Bryce Huff, if you watch the game, Bryce Huff is rushing better. Bryce Huff is I guarantee you, as far as pressures went, he was a part of the pressure team. They only got 1 sack yesterday.
Okay, you look, right?
Yes.
Everything went fine when Ooh came out the game. Everything started clicking.
Wait a minute. Listen. Before you say it, Anthony, I said this in the meeting this morning, and I don't want to make anybody think that I was kind of, influencing you. So what did you see? I'm just curious. What did you see yesterday?
Of course, Avante Maddox is cooked. He came and gave up the 3rd down to a damn tight end. He's cooked. But when Darius Slay went out the game, oh, my God, that defense looked a whole lot better. It looked a whole lot better.
Joe,
I say we get rid of Darius Slay while we can right now to get some form before the trade deadline and get a pass rusher in here. Because Bryce Huff can't cut the mark.
Well, all right, Anthony, so I'll say that, good call. I'll say this about Slay. He's hurt, which complicates trading him. But the more you watch it, yeah, I mean, Rodgers made an incredible play to tip that ball up to CJGJ. The young corners are the difference makers on this team, not Slay.
Anthony, to your point, I never want anybody to think that I'm picking on anybody. And that's why I didn't say what I wanted to say early on the air. Because I asked Joe and Kyle, I said, am I the only one that it looked like this defense played a lot different when Slay went out? And Slay had his moments. I'm not poo-pooing on Slay because he had his moment. He had some big tackles and everything. But when he went out the game, the tackling was a little bit better. He was tackling. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that he played bad. But it was different when those young guys were out there on the field.
Yeah, I mean,
it was different.
It's as simple as this. Moving forward, Rodgers might be a better player. Moving forward, we know what the career Slay has had, but I mean, that was an incredible play by Rodgers to tip that ball up. We're going to break down the 2 biggest plays on defense coming up in a little bit here, but that was a huge play. I mean, there's no question about it.
Ike chimed in. He said, let it ride. He said, he know I did bet more than $5. $2. No, I think it was $2. I bet $2.
Yeah, but it's all relative, right? Because a $20 win for you is like $200 for the rest of us.
No, it's a win. Like, you know I ain't bet that much money, so it's a win for me.
Yeah.
It's a win. He said, let it ride.
I mean, all I'm saying is you're tempted fate because you had an L with the Bears yesterday and the Commanders, and then that one was – that resurrected. I mean, that was a dead-on-arrival bet, and then all of a sudden that ball goes in the air. Did you realize when it happened? Like, did you think about it, or you didn't realize
– No,
you,
see, what happens now, since I live in Delaware, I can't – I don't even look.
You can log on. You know you could log on.
I can't. I can't even look.
I think you can.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can log on. I can't look because it tells me that I'm in the wrong state.
Oh, I got you.
So when I tried, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to look at it this morning. So when I got up this morning.
And you looked at it?
And I looked at it and I was like, oh, snap. I'm about to hit an 8-leg parlay.
It's probably better you didn't know. Because could you imagine that Hail Mary?
Ignorance is bliss.
The Hail Mary goes up and you have a bet on the line, which a lot of people did yesterday?
No, I looked at the Hail Mary and I guess the thing was I wasn't concerned because I didn't know anyway.
I didn't realize.
Because I looked at it kind of like, oh, well, if you lost that one, you probably lost another one anyway. So when I got up this morning and I looked and I saw that I only need one more leg to hit this parlay.
And it's tonight, yep.
And it's tonight. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm feeling a little. I might just take my winnings and just cash out.
Yeah, if I know Hugh Douglas like I think I know him, he's not turning down $20. 215-592-9494. More calls on the victory. Merrill Reese joins us at 11, and we'll take you inside the locker room next after the break. Are you all the way back in on the Eagles? I am. It took me a while to see it. I see the ceiling of what this football team could be now. What a win. The defense looks excellent right now, and Jalen Hurts has played his best game of the season. We'll talk about it all. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Remember, it takes everybody. Okay, so on Devontae's long touchdown, Jack Stoll had a block for about 8 seconds. Hey, Slay goes down. Isaiah comes in. Hey, we were plus two. It's been a while since we've been plus two. We know what we do when we win the double positive. We win the game. So, Chauncey.
Yep. Yeah.
Zach Vaughn.
Yeah.
Hey, get Isaiah one too, because he made that play. It took everybody, guys. Enjoy this. We know who we are, right? We know who we are. That's a tough play. This is a good football team. Success takes what it takes. I'll take care of you on the back end, but it takes what it takes. I'll see you Monday.
Takes what it takes, Nick Sirianni in the locker room.
That's going to be the theme song for this team this year. Many men with death on me.
3-0 in the Sirianni shaved head era. By the way, the Jack Stoll block is getting a lot of play today. I heard that there in the locker room. We're going to remember the Jack Stoll block on the Devontae Smith touchdown if this thing does go to New Orleans. 215.
Yeah, putting hands on people, man.
It's a good play. He held him up for a while. That was a heck of a block. 215-592-9494. You're all the way back in. All right, let's go to Archie in Mount Airy, who Friday was very passionate, telling me why Jalen Hurts was better than Joe Burrow. And I said, you're crazy, Archie. And then Jalen Hurts outplayed Joe Burrow. Archie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all feeling?
What's up, man?
Archie, we're feeling good. Heck of a win yesterday. What's on your mind, buddy?
No. I'm going to get on y'all asses today.
Go ahead, Archie.
Yeah, here we go. Because, listen, I need the praise to be as loud as the disrespect that I heard all week long on this station, including from you, Joe. Yeah, and you, Kyle. I need to hear the real. And like I told y'all on Friday, exactly like I told y'all, Jalen Hurts is better than Joe Burrow, and he plays up to the competition. See, those other games that we played earlier, we don't worry about the Browns, we don't worry about the Giants. You know, he plays up to the competition. And what y'all did all week long is y'all slogged all over Joe Burrow. All over Joe, licking his bootstraps. And y'all crapped on our guy. Y'all crapped on our guy all week long. He ain't this, he ain't that. And like I told y'all, Burrow is a dink and dunk specialist.
And you know, Jalen Hurts is a big play quarterback, and he's much better than Burrow. So that's what I'm saying. And all the callers that called in last week, they're saying, "Oh, I should my HR specialist to do this," and Chuck from Mount Airy saying that, you know, my take was wrong. I can't wait to hear those guys today.
All right, can I respond, Archie? Yeah. All right, so you got a lot in there. I'll use your phrase. What is it? The praise has got to be as loud as the disrespect. I feel like that's what I've done the first hour of the show. I said Jalen played great. I said he outplayed Joe Burrow. I said it was the first time all season that I said to myself, maybe Hugh Douglas isn't that crazy, and this could
slow down.
Well, yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm about to hit an 8-leg parlay. Y'all better start listening to what I
mean,
got
luck,
to say.
Luck is a wonderful thing. Anyway, but Archie, I said it all. What do you want me to say, Archie? I said it. I was wrong. I underrated the game. I underrated the team. They're better than I thought. Jalen played great. You're happy?
I'm not happy. You know why I'm not happy yet? Not quite yet. Because everybody has been saying, you know, we finally got to see the chance to see both of these guys go head-to-head, Burrow and Hurts. And all week long and for years, everybody's been saying that Burrow will be much better than Hurts, no matter what. And it would turn out to be wrong, just like
Archie, hold on. I want today to be a celebratory day, and I'm not interested in fighting Burrow Hurts today because Jalen outplayed him.
Slow down.
But Archie, one game doesn't make a career. We know that, right?
That's
like, one game,
right.
Joe Burrow has been a better NFL quarterback than Jalen, in my opinion. Yesterday, he was not. But I don't change my mind off of last week. I'm happy that yesterday Jalen outplayed him and played better. But, like, I'm not going to sit here and say, Jalen's better than Joe Burrow now because he beat him in one game.
Yeah,
like,
it's
that's
a small
not,
sample
yeah,
size.
It's one game. And I'm happy. He outplayed him yesterday, Jarchi.
This is almost like a stare execution. It's just you get 1 week. You get one week reprieve.
And, Archie, I do think the one thing that you said Friday, and I think you're onto something, and we can go back and look at all of them, Jalen does seem to get up for these games against these other great quarterbacks, which is awesome, and he needs to if he's going to win a Super Bowl one day. So I'll give you that. But, like, I'm not going to – like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I just wanted to last all week because I'm a Jalen Hurts super fan. So I just need, just to last all week long. I'm enjoying
it. Well, that's good, but that's
right now,
you should enjoy it.
I'm enjoying
it. You should enjoy it, Archie, because this is great. Archie, good phone call. I just want to say this, though. There's a lot of I think this is going to be the week we hear from the Jalen Hurts super fan, right? The no criticism.
Yeah.
He's stay on that side, whatever the phrases are. Guess what? I'm just speaking for myself. I'm going to react to how he plays. At one point, people used to say, I was one of those people with Jalen Hurts. I wouldn't criticize him. I was a super fan when he was struggling in 21 and I saw something in him. I react to what I see. And in 21, I saw something they could build on. In 22, I thought he was great. Last year and the beginning of this year, I didn't think he was very impressive. And I said it every day on the air. Yesterday, Hugh, he was really impressive. He played really decisively yesterday. His pocket presence was really good. When Jalen Hurts plays well, Hugh, I think this city and this station gives him a lot of credit when he plays like that. We just hadn't seen that in a little while.
Yeah, and listen, I look at it like this. If it's legit criticism of Jalen, I'm going to let that ride because I don't think anybody is above criticism, especially when it's constructive criticism. But when you start talking about he's garbage and talking about it, that's where you draw the line. But I think every criticism, as far as football is concerned and the way that Jalen was playing – last week was warranted, and this season was warranted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had a good game yesterday, and he's had a good game the last couple of weeks. He looks better. He looked better yesterday than he did 2 weeks ago when they got a win. He needs to build off of this. This is football in a nutshell. This defense has looked better over the last couple of weeks, and they're getting better. This is ascension. This is what you want. This is what we talk about on the air every week when we talk about, hey, the team that you saw in Brazil is not the same team that you saw in Cincinnati. That's what it's all about. This team just took a little bit long. They were late bloomers. They got held back a grade. Mm-hmm. Now they're back on track. They're getting the grades right and all this other stuff. So this is where they are right now. That's the way you look at it. So all these cats talking about, well, I told you so, and you need to apologize. No, ain't apologizing to nobody.
One thing that I think is fair to note, and Hugh, I remember we talked about this in the summer, we talked about it in September, and then once you get in the crucible of it, it's tough to remember. You know, you go back and look at Jalen Hurts' career, college and the pros, whether it be, you know, Alabama, Oklahoma, the Eagles. He's had a lot of different coordinators, right? That's been a story with Jalen Hurts, a lot of different offensive coordinators over the years. One thing that is pretty consistent, if you go look back, he doesn't play very well under his new coordinator until October. You go back at Alabama when he had a new coordinator. September was very choppy. Then October, he took off. Same thing when he went to Oklahoma. Same thing when he started playing here. Same thing when it became a new coordinator now again. It's pretty consistent with him. It takes Jalen Hurts 4 or 5 games. You get to the month of October when it's a new offense and something clicks with him. It feels like yesterday was that moment where it clicked. It's just the game slowed down for him yesterday, and he made some big-time throws. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. All right, Merrill's going to join us next. It's going to be a very fun Merrill Monday here as we react to the game, the victory, what Merrill saw yesterday from the booth as the Eagles move to 5-2 now with the Jaguars on deck. We got ourselves a season to talk about here and one that should end up in January. We got a big, huge breakdown of the two biggest defensive plays coming up at 11:30. Merrill joins us next. Your phone call as well, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, Philly, I want to remind you that it's time to speak up. Election Day is November 5th, and we want every block and every voice to be heard, from Poplar, whatever it is, to Mayfair, from Cobbs Creek to Parkwood. It's election time, and we want your voice to be heard. Visit vote.philly.gov/vote-by-mail and request your mail ballot before October 29th. That's vote.philly.gov/vote-by-mail. Come on, Philly. We want every block and every voice to be heard.